Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida, and this is Word of Eternal Life, a ministry of Life Eternal Ministries. Thank you for listening, and this morning I like to speak to you concerning the end of the times. See, a lot of things happening in the world today. People are wondering what is going to happen next. We had a wonderful election in the United States. We are presently having peace and harmony, and things are getting better, and God is going to move in our nation. Also, God is moving in every nation, every planet of in the nation in this planet. Now, when we say that, we have so many problems going on in the world today. We have wars, and we have poverty, and we have starvation, and we have earthquakes, and all those things are presently going on in our planet Earth. Now, what is happening right now? We have discussed the end of the times in the God's eternal plan that this present world will end one day, which is what we are looking forward to, and we are looking and seeing that things are generally in the whole world is not getting better. Maybe in one place it is good, another place it's a very devastating experience. Now, Jesus talked about the end of the times. In the book of Gospel of Matthew, we read that Jesus said to his disciples, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." So when I looked up in the research in the encyclopedia and some of the sources, there were many people came up in the past centuries, even this century, claiming that they are Jesus Christ. But none of them existed for a very long time, and they are fallen away and left this earth as dead bodies like everybody else. Now, after that, Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 6, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled." Don't be troubled when you see the wars and rumors of war. "For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." So the end is actually after these things happen. Now, we have wars and rumors of wars for years, that as soon as things settle down and some nation will attack another nation. Now, we have wars in Ukraine, we have wars in the Middle East. So it is going on with non-stop, and we all like to have the wars and poverty stricken countries, this problem to stop. These wars must stop that people can live peacefully. Now, the people in Gaza and Palestinians and most of them are starving, and severe starvation is going on there. And due to whatever the terrorist activities initiated the war, and that caused the destruction of homes and shelters and people's livelihood. Now, people have no homes, people have a shortage of food, and they had to wait for that one day supply of food, as we see. And in the television, you can see that every evening when we see this in the British Broadcasting Corporation mess news that I see every day, they are terribly struggling for one-time meal and a place to live. So this is not what God wanted to happen, but it was the sin of human beings, the humanity's atrocities and hatred and violence, and all these things are happening. Now, some people blame God for this. No, God always is trying to help human beings, but human beings getting violent, this is just like what happened in the time of Noah. Now, verse 7, For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So sorrow is, more sorrow is coming, according to what Jesus mentioned. Then the sorrow we are talking about here, Christ is saying, is the great tribulation, that which is going to take over the whole world after the Lord Jesus return to take his church to heaven, which will definitely happen. I have been speaking about it throughout my messages, the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be troubled. In my Father's house there are many mansions." In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and continue reading, you can see that the Lord said to the apostles and his disciples that don't get your hearts be troubled. There will be sorrow in this world, but I will come and take you back, take you to my Father's house. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. Once I'm prepared, I will come and take you to that place. Now, I have mentioned this many times. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, Apostle Paul, the great evangelist and apostle and preacher, and he, prophet, also he received the message of the Spirit. Jesus Christ sent his Holy Spirit with a message to Paul and gave this message that Christ shall come with a trumpet sound, with the mighty voice of God and the trumpet of the archangel and the angels coming down to mid-air. And then the dead in Christ will rise, and those who are alive will be transformed, and all of the one risen from the dead and the one transformed will receive a new body, and they will transformed with a new body, and they will rise up to heaven. So this will happen when Christ returns. Now, after the return of Jesus Christ, there will be great tribulation in the earth, because it will be taken over by Antichrist, or the person named the Beast. It is written in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, that this person will rise from the nations of this world, which is the great sea. The sea stands for the nations, people groups, a big multitude of people that rise. Then God sends his punishment to earth, which is written from Revelation chapter 6 to all the way to the beginning of the chapter 19. Now, this time is going to happen coming, because the Bible says that we are, according to the scriptures, we are living in the last days. Now, the last days means, yeah, we are almost getting to the end of this last day period. Presently, we live in this period of grace, which God sent his son Jesus Christ 2024 years ago, who was born in Bethlehem, and he lived us a very holy life, us, and he did the miracles and wonders and healed the sick, cast out the demons. He did all the things supposedly done by the Messiah. So the Jewish people were waiting for Messiah, and when Messiah came, they did not understand him, and they basically rejected him. Because of their unbelief, because they were trying to be justified by the law of Moses. Only a very few, a remnant of people at that time also got saved. That those people get saved every generation, there is a remnant in the planet Earth, according to the book of Romans, described in the book of Romans by Apostle Paul through the Holy Spirit. So even this generation, there is remnants that we will speak the gospel, but not everyone is receiving it. Jesus Christ will return. He will save, he will receive the one who believe and baptized and living a holy life. Those who confess with their heart and those who confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, they shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. You have to confess by your mouth and you have to accept by your heart. And then you testify. Your confession is a testify. You're testifying that you're accepting Jesus Christ because he is the Lord of your life. He died for your sins and he is going to give you eternal life. Like I mentioned in the last message and many times, God created humanity to be with him. In an image and likeness of God, he created them. He wanted to be humanity like God, in his own image, in his own likeness, which means all the good natures of him, since God is a spirit. All the goodness of God, the love, mercy, compassion, kindness, and taking care of other people, and careful, and sharing, and caring, and loving, and all the goodness God has in him, he has placed that all in the human being. The only difference was the man or human God made a shape, a frame, and he was made from the dust. And in the dust, the shape he made, all the organs and elements and ligaments and blood vessels and circulation and all the organs in the body. Then he breathed his spirit into his nostril. Then the man became alive. This is how Bible says that we believe God created the human. And the human fell from the glory because of disobedience. So that is the time we have right now, is we have to become the way God created us in his image and likeness. That Lord Jesus Christ is instilling us his image and likeness. When we believe in Christ, we receive eternal life and we continue growing in the Spirit and we will be saved and we will continue to be saved by the grace of God. Nothing by the work, by the grace of God. And God's grace, by faith, we have saved. And when we continue progress to the salvation, process of salvation, we are continue progressing and we will be glorified one day when God Jesus returns. Otherwise, we will be glorified at the time we leave this planet Earth. Our soul will rest in Jesus Christ. Our spirit will rest in Jesus Christ until the rapture, the day the Lord Jesus returns. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my friends. The coming of the Lord is getting near because according to the scriptures, I wanted to read it to you from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, where it says, the days of coming of the Lord will be like the days of Noah. As I mentioned in the last message, talked about the Noah and the great flood and people who did not believe in the preaching of the Noah, they all perished in the flood. But the days of Noah, chapter 24, Matthew, verse 37, but the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus Christ, he became the Son of Man, who was the Son of God, who took the human birth. He became the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day the Noah entered into the ark. When the rain came and the flood started rising, as soon as God said, Noah, enter the ark, and then the flood rising and the door was shut by God. Verse 39, and knew ye not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You see, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will be the same fashion, because at the time people are thinking everything is getting better, everything is good. the world is getting in a good order. We are having financially getting better. Our jobs are getting steady. People are having good income. Children are doing good. They are getting school education. They are getting getting older and getting married. In their marriage age, they're getting married. When I said they're getting older, I mean, people are doing good. Everything will be good. Nothing is wrong. Everything is normal. Like we hear this every day. We are normal. Things are normal. When people live in sin, they say it is normal. When people live against God's plan, which is one woman and one man and one marriage, the children, child, family life, and all those established by God. But now they say, no, we want to change. We want to change everything. It's okay. It is all normal. Now, the coming of the Lord is very near. Because just like everything was normal in the time of Noah, people were wicked, people were sinning, people were murdering, people were stealing, people were raping, people were doing all kind of evil things that God couldn't tolerate. God was sad. He said, I am sad that I created a human in the earth. Because of the sin, their sin has reached to the heavens. Because of the evil things the people do. Even today, people changing the biblical principles. They say, who wrote the Bible? I explained that last time, who wrote the Bible. It's the Spirit of God who sent the message to the man who received, or woman who received the Holy Spirit of God. God speak through His Spirit. God doesn't make shouting noises. You may not hear it, but God speak through human being. They may shout with their loud voice. That's called prophecy. The man of God received the message of God. And there were 40 plus people who were prophets, who were priests, who were kings, who were shepherds, who were in all category of life. God had spoken to them, and it took 400 plus years, the Bible was completed. Now the Old Testament, which is five books, which is called the Torah, the book of Moses, God gave to Moses, through Moses to Israel, with the rules and regulations for them to live for at that time. It is even today, the laws and rules and regulations are the same. God did not change anything. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. But one thing God has done is, He promised them, I will raise a man among you, a brother among you, like me, like Moses, that he will lead you. When he come, you must obey him. And the man named Moses mentioned came, and there was a forerunner for that man. He came and prophesied that prepare the way of the Lord. So that was a altar, that was a call. That was a call that the Jews were supposed to hear. That was a call. The prophet Isaiah prophesied in the chapter 40 that a man will come and he will prophesy. His name was not mentioned, but he lived in the desert, in the wilderness. He ate the certain things which a man doesn't usually eat, and he drank the wild honey. Amen. And that man's name was John the Baptist. John the Baptist preached the way of the Lord, that the Lord is coming. And in the same time, Christ was born. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, in the city of David, in the village where David was lived and his family was. That's where Christ was born. According to the scriptures, as the virgin son, he was born. Now, may I say this to you, that no one listened to him at the time, but many refused to obey Jesus Christ, who came as the Messiah, which they have been waiting for. Now this is what Bible says, that in the New Testament, I am explaining how we have the New Testament. The New Testament is the new laws and regulations of Jesus God, God turn around the Old Testament punishment and anger and everything, and he showed up in love. He showed his love through his Son, Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him will have everlasting life, but will not perish. The God does not want to perish even one single human being. Dear friends, that God is loving, God is waiting for you to turn around and love back God and obey God and listen to his message. Now, Jesus mentioned about the end time, which I was talking about. If you read in the book of, in the book of Luke, the Gospel, Luke's Gospel, if you read, you will find what Jesus talked about, one of the evidence of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The returning time is getting very near. Like when you read in the book of Gospel of Luke, Jesus mentioned a parable about a fruitless fig tree. Christ was in the earth for 6 months, 3 years. Now let me read from the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verse 6. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in the vineyard, and he came and sought fruit therein and wouldn't found none. Jesus is talking about a fig tree. At the time he was in the earth, fig tree was flourishing. And then when he go to the fig tree for a fruit, he was hungry. He could not find. He said this in a parable. Parable means a story, trying to tell some example, a meaningful event, which in the form of a parable. And he said unto the dresser. Dresser means the workers of the vineyard, of his vineyard. Behold, there these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth if the ground? It means why it is wasting the land. You see, the fig tree was planted in a vineyard. You know, in a beautiful vineyard, they choose to plant this fig tree, expecting that he can have some good fig fruits from it. Now the wine the worker said like this, verse 8, he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it be alone this year also, and I will shall dig around it and put some fertilizer. So the worker said he was going to dig around it and dung it, and he will put fertilizer and treat it well. If not, in the another time, another give some more time, then we shall cut it down. So I am telling you, this is like a parable, but Jesus was talking about the Jews, kingdom of Israel at the time. The people of Israel listened to Jesus for 3 years. He did not find any fruits, and he said, let it be destroyed. But the worker, which is the prophets and the priests or the apostles, they said to him, no, don't do it, give some more time. Now this is the fruitless fig tree, because even though Lord spoke to them, they did not listen to him at the time. Now when we come to Mark Gospel, we can see that the fig tree get withered. Amen. And then he came down one day. They were coming back to their reason. They saw that this fig tree was not having any fruits. And then he said, let there be no more fruits in it anymore. And then after a couple of times they passed by, one day they came, they saw the fig tree was dried up. And Peter told Jesus, remembering that, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed withered away. And Jesus answered unto them, Have faith in God. Verily I say unto you that whoever shall say unto this mountain, thou removed, and be thou can thou into the sea, cast into the sea, shall no doubt in the heart, but shall believe that these things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. You see, Jesus was saying that it happened because he said that with faith that he is the Lord of Lords. He is actually God inside. Jesus had cursed that fig tree. Now, you know, in AD 70, the Israel was devastated by the Romans and they destroyed their temple. They killed millions and millions of Jewish people. Amen. But that happened. First, the fig tree was flourishing. Then the fig tree did not produce any fruit. And the Lord cursed the fig tree. Now, let me tell you, in the third fig tree, we can see in the Matthew chapter 24. Jesus said, learn the parable of the fig tree. Chapter 24, verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and putteth forth the leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Means summer is near. So likewise, you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is next near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till these things will be fulfilled. That everything Jesus said about the end time will be fulfilled. Now the fig tree which was talking about the nation of Israel, it was first did not produce any fruit. At the time he was here, he was there, and they were not getting repenting. Only a very few of them were repenting. But later he said that the Lord Father, the owner of the fig tree, allowed its punishment on it because the Romans tried to destroy them, and many of the Jews were killed. Their temple was destroyed. They were always again dispersed all over the world. But in 1948, God brought them back again. The fig tree started planted again, replanted and flourished. It became stronger and mighty right now. Right now that every nation is afraid of Israel. Israel is stronger and mighty right now. It says that the summer is near, the fig tree flourish. A nation as Israel is a symbol. The symbol of Israel is fig tree. They are flourishing. They are so much powerful. With all the wars is going on, everything is going on with them. People attacking from north and south and everywhere. But God is strong with them and they are flourishing. What is Jesus saying is, when the fig tree flourish, I am door, I am next to the door. I am very close, which means Jesus is returning. The coming of the Lord is very near because the Israel is flourishing. That's what Jesus said. As the fig tree flourish, I am at the door. He's coming. I am coming. The Lord is very near because we see the world events. The world events is what we are looking at. What happening in the world? The rumors of war and famine and earthquake and all those things coming to pass. As soon as everything is coming to pass, now immediately as Israel flourish and its leaves are tender and it is stronger and it is mighty, now I am next to the door. I am almost there. I am coming. This is what God, Lord Jesus told his apostles in the times he was going to, before the time he was leaving this earth with the crucifixion and everything. Now, dear friends, it is time for us to believe in Christ Jesus and get our eternal life. Believe in Jesus Christ. I say this verse to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Forgive my sins and cleanse me and purify me. I accept Christ as my Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ. I accept him. Cleanse me and purify me. Make your child. If you pray this prayer anytime, Jesus Christ will save you, give you eternal life. May the Lord richly bless you with these verses.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954 99